Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Norm Jigan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harrelson hits a fly ball towards right. Thomas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thomas. Harrelson moves to third. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buchek strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shaw bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Jones moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Ray Culp now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jigan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Jigan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jigan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Taylor and Kessinger is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. 1 out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Jigan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jigan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jigan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. the Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and tags out Jones for the double play. Two outs. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley bunts towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Culp is 0-for-0 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Charles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buczek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buczek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Buczek reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Cal Kunz now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jones is walked intentionally. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Swoboda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Jigen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jigen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jigen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman pinch hits for Calcoons. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jigen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Shaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Norm Jigen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jigen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jigen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek misplays the ball. That's an error on Butchek. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Ron Taylor now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Jigen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Ted Savage pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Ted Savage batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Butchek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Butchek strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. Thomas moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.